إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, have you ever heard somebody complaining about the manner in which Muslims deal with one another? Have you ever heard someone saying that I'd rather not deal with the Muslims, rather I want to deal with the non-Muslims? Does it bother you to know that some Muslims cheat, lie, they do not fulfill their contracts, and they betray the trust? Are we, the Muslims of today, suffering from an ethical crisis? Are we aware of the position of manners in Islam? As a matter of fact, if we are aware of the position of the manners in Islam, we will be amazed. Suffice it to say that Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has summarized his mission by saying, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I was sent to complete the noble manners. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْبِرُّ حُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. Righteousness is good manner. Rather, he went further and he said, أكمل الناس إيمانا أحاسنهم أخلاقا. The most complete of the believers in their faith are those who are best in their conduct, those who have better manners. They have stronger faith, deeper iman. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has established a clear connection between belief, between iman, between faith and good manner, good conduct, and between the elevation in the ranks of iman and the elevation in the ranks of good conduct. And this is simply because iman itself is nothing but an ethical action, because it is the fulfillment of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this belief is nothing but a sign of lack of manners, because it represents denial of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denial for the right of His Lordship, the right of His Uluhiyah, the showing ingratitude towards the uncountable and innumerous innumerable bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is nothing but a sign of lack of manners. This is iman. And husnul khuluq is fulfillment of the rights of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see the similarities. And therefore we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man la yashkuri nas, la yashkuri Allah. Whoever does not show thanks, whoever does not show gratitude towards people, he will not show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It seems as if this person is lacking something, lacking a tool of recognizing others' rights, whether it is the right of Allah or the right of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when you add a new hardware to a computer, if it does not have its driver, the computer will not recognize that. So the person who does not recognize the rights of people is very likely that he is not going to recognize the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man la yashkuri nas, la yashkuri Allah. The one who does not show gratitude toward people, appreciate people, acknowledge the favors that the people have done towards him, does not recognize or will not show the gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we understand this, we understand many other hadith, like the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَنَ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing that weighs heavier in the scale of the servant on the day of, in the day of judgment than good conduct, than good manners. And this may confuse some people, because the moment we hear about the scale of the person on the day of resurrection, and the moment we hear that this is something related to the weight of that deed, we immediately think of ikhlas, tawakkul, and many other righteous deeds. However, if we understand this connection between iman and akhlaq, between iman and manners, between our belief and the our behavior, we understand that good manners is nothing but the outside projection of the inner ikhlas, inner sincerity, the deep faith that the person has in his heart. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. That indeed the believer reaches by the merit of his good conduct the rank of the person who fasts all the time and prays during the night all the time. Why? Simple. Because all of us, during our daily life, we are confronted with situations that requires husnul khuluq, requires perseverance, require controlling ourselves, require opposing our whims and desires, requires curbing our anger. So if the person is maintaining during all these situations husnul khuluq, good manners, the person will be in a state of continuous ibadah, continuous worship, and thus he will reach by the merit of good manners the rank of the person who fasts all the time and who prays during the night all the time. And unfortunately we have extremes in our ummah. People who sometimes they are very righteous within themselves, but they don't have manners. And people who have manners, and they say the purpose of ibadah is the manners, so they abandon the ibadah. So this is in no way, this is, I want to clear this misconception that this does not waive the responsibility or the obligation of praying and fasting. Rather, it tells us that one of the best ways by which we can preserve our righteous deeds is to have good manners. And we are going to explain this. But first, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَرُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ وَدَعَهُ النَّاسُ لِحُسُوءِ خُلُقِهِ. The worst of people is the person who people abandon because of his bad manners. Which tells us something, that it is difficult for us to be like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to be. المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. A believer to another is like a well-structured building, the parts of which hold and supporting each other. If we have bad manners, because bad manners drive people away from each other, while good manners bring people close to each other. And therefore, one of the ways by which we can establish solidarity and unity and have this community on solid grounds and foundation is when we abide by the manners of Islam and follow the Islamic code of conduct and the Islamic behavior when we are dealing with one another. أقول قولي هذا وسبحانه وتعالى. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وبعد, dear brothers and sisters, the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that I mentioned earlier, that starts with أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحاسنهم أخلاقا, that the most complete of the believers in their faith are those who are better in their conduct. It ends, this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ends by saying that وَخَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ بِأَهْلِهِ, that the best amongst you is he who is best in his dealing with his wife, is he who is best in his conduct with his wife. In this part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us one of the most precise measures that reveals the genuine manner of the person. Because people may be able to fake good manners for a short period of time. People may be able to fake good manners with some people, but it is impossible for people to fake manners all the time and with all people. People may be able to fake good manners with the people who are in charge of them, like their bosses. They cannot afford not to have good manners. But the true measure, the true criterion that reveals the genuine manners of the person is when someone is dealing with people who are weaker than him and people who are under his own responsibility, and deal with them on 24/7 basis all the time. So if the person with his dealing with his wife, in spite of all these factors, maintain good manners, this is without a doubt a sign that this person has a good manner, and therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَخَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, the best amongst you is he who is better in his dealing with his wife. If we understand this, we can appreciate the testimony of Aisha radiallahu anha concerning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she was asked about his manners, she said, كان خلقه القرآن. She was very close to him. And she said that his manner was the Quran. Quran was his manner, meaning every good manner, every good quality that is mentioned in the Quran was translated in the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was a Quran that is walking on the surface of the earth sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this testimony came from his own wife. If we understand this, we understand the value of the testimony of Anas concerning his boss, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas was a servant in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu said that ما مسست ديباجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا شممت رائحة قط أطيب من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولقد خدمت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي أف قط وما قال لي لشيء فعلته لما فعلت هذا ولا لشيء لم أفعله هل فعلت هذا. Anas ibn Malik, the servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is saying that I've never touched a silk that is softer than the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I never smelled a fragrance that is better than the smell of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I have served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years, but he never ever said off to me. And off is the least word of resentment that one can say. And he said that I've served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years and never told me for something that I have done, why did you do that? Or for something that I did not do, why don't you do that? This is a very high standard of manners. That we are not required to have, but the minimum of the manners that's required of every one of us is to respect, honor the rights that we have upon each other. This is a must, dear brothers and sisters. We need to appreciate one another. We need to deal with one another. In the matter of da'wah, good manners should be our slogan and should be our number one priority. Why? Because people crave for a model. And concerning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose testimony is the biggest of all, he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed upon great manners. Who can know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is so important when someone is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because people need, beside the good teaching, a good model. The bad person will never leave a good impression, even if what he is saying is right. And therefore people need that model, and this model cannot be except when we abide by good manners. This is important in unifying our community, and important if we are planning to reach out and call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reflect a good image for the Muslim community. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, warning against bad manners, وَإِنَّ سُوءَ الْخُلُقِ لَيُفْسِدُ الْعَمَلِ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الْخَلْجُ الْعَسَلِ. That indeed bad manners ruin and spoil righteous deeds as vinegar spoils honey. Honey is no more if you add vinegar to it, that's it. And similarly, our good deeds, our prayer, our fasting, our charity, our name it, will be spoiled, will be ruined if we have bad manners. And therefore, maintaining good manners is one of the most important ways to preserve our good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of resurrection, the man will come with mountains of rewards. This person worked very hard in this life to amass a huge amount of rewards. But he will come on the day of judgment, and he has transgressed against this person and verbally accused another person and devoured the wealth of the third person and so on and so forth. And on the day of judgment, there is nothing that can compensate for these madalim, for those people, except rewards, hasanat and sayyat, good deeds and bad deeds. And therefore, the person will dispute his own good deeds. That those mountains of good deeds he will dispute to those people against whom he committed some crimes, people whom he has oppressed. And if his good deeds finish, then it is the time when they will dispute or give their bad deeds to him, and he will be thrown in the hellfire. So what all those good deeds benefit him on the day of judgment? Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, it's most important that we understand and appreciate and raise our children upon good manners. When it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we commit a sin, all it takes is that we sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give up that sin. But when it comes to our dealing with each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his right regarding this a sin or an oppression if the person repents, but still there is a right that relates to the oppressed person that cannot be waived, except if he forgives you in this life or when things are settled on the day of judgment. And therefore we have a day of judgment, because this life is not fair in a sense that not in every case the oppressed person is punished. The oppressor is punished. Not in every case the oppressed person can get his right back. And therefore there is a day of judgment, there is a day of reckoning, and therefore we all are to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the ultimate judge, in order to settle all the grievances between his creation. So this is a reminder, dear brothers and sisters, for myself number one, and for my brothers. And this is, I think, something that is very important for the stability, for the unity, for the solidarity of our community, and also is very important for us if we carry a mission as a masjid to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to invite people to the deen of Allah subhanahu. This is something that is of most importance. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. أقيموا صفوفكم. Straighten the lines, come close to one another. Fill in the gaps. Fill first line first.